This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks are surging on Wall Street in morning trading so far. The New York Stock Exchange allowing a small group of traders back on the trading floor today after months of keeping them away because of the coronavirus pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ringing the opening bell this morning. And the president of the exchange, Stacey Cunningham, says,
"The New York Stock Exchange facade is the face of capitalism, and we can set an example."
The economic slowdown so far not impacting home prices. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index just out finds prices increased nearly 4.5% in March. Things heat up across the Southwest this week, temperature-wise, threatening to break daily heat records from Sacramento to Phoenix. Heat advisories already in effect. That heat will start shifting towards the east come Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The World Health Organization now saying it's not just a second wave of the virus that we have to guard against, but a second peak in this first wave, saying countries that believe they've overcome the virus must stay on high alert. The White House is moving up the start of the Brazil travel suspension to tonight, 2 days sooner than originally planned. The president saying he's putting travel restrictions on non-U.S. residents if they've been to Brazil within 2 weeks of their travel to the U.S. Legendary guitarist for the band Queen, Brian May, is recovering from a heart attack, saying in an Instagram video,
"It's not something that did me any harm. It was about 40 minutes of pain in the chest and tightness and that feeling in the arms and sweating."
May, who's had some other problems, including a compressed sciatic nerve recently, says despite all that's been happening lately, he is, quote, "ready to rock again." And this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A Christian organization hoping to help out in the COVID-19 ravaged Navajo Nation. As president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham spent Memorial Day yesterday in Window Rock, Arizona, the Navajo Nation capital. The son of famed evangelist Billy Graham says his organization is hoping to open a hospital in that region. Scammers are bilking Americans out of millions of dollars with coronavirus scams. The Federal Trade Commission reporting over 52,000 complaints involving nearly $40 million in losses, and that was as of May 21st. They say the average victim has lost nearly $500. The FTC says one of the top COVID-19 scams is a text message you get that says victims should click on a link to provide personal information so that they can get a government refund. The U.S. Air Force is now ending height restrictions to make way for more women in the service. Until now, pilot applicants had to be at least 5'4". The average woman is about 5'3". While the Air Force approved most height waivers, they do say they didn't want to discourage nearly half of the female population from joining up. So now each pilot will be screened and placed in an aircraft specifically chosen to fit their body measurements. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, as always. And, boy, this is an interview I've been waiting for a long time. In fact, it's been too long since Matt Whitaker and I have been able to get on the radio and talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But right now, we're going to talk about his brand-new book, Above the Law, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. Matt, welcome back. Good to have you home with us.
I am very glad to be with you again. It's been way too long, but a lot has been happening in my life since we last talked.
Your life and the life of Americans. You know, Matt, I was just saying this morning that I think we're having a revival of common sense coming back to the country. And maybe this is a byproduct of COVID-19, that people have been shut down. They're starting to reconnoiter and reconnect with their brain matter and realizing, especially with some of these recent revelations, that too many people have been lying to us.
Yeah, and it's what you said, it's common sense, reason and common sense, rule of law, all the things that are the foundational principles of our country are what's going to restore the country. And I think there is a renaissance of those ideas, but, you know, we are fighting against the media that does not believe in those principles.
Well, and it's amazing, Matt, especially when, you know, and I got to think for the congressmen that were behind closed doors in these hearings with the John Brennans and the Peter Strokes and all these others who have participated in this cabal that's taken place and really have thrust us into a constitutional crisis. I mean, in order to protect themselves, they were honest behind closed doors, but then they go off to CNN and MSNBC and, you know, the three other major networks, and they flat out lie. I guess maybe they thought that we would never find out the truth, and so far what we're finding out, I mean, we're realizing the whole bunch of us, you know, did everything they could to deceive us and, you know, scarily almost affect, you know, it came down to a coup.
It did, and you know, this is one of the reasons I wrote my new book Above the Law that came out this week, was to tell this story and also offer a way out of what we experienced for over 2 years, maybe even 3 years, and that was an attempt to undo the election of 2016. You know, we look at these players, three of them are on the cover of my book, Jim Comey, Andy McCabe, and Peter Strzok, and, you know, they would tell us, you know, they believed that the President of the United States, that the first National Security Advisor and others were agents of Russia. And, you know, they believed Carter Page was an agent of Russia. And ultimately, that was a fable. It was I call it the Russia collusion fable, which is, it was just a story. It would really boil down to, if you read some of these recently disclosed, not only the testimony in the House Intelligence Committee, that's been declassified that explains this January 5th of 2017 meeting with President Obama, Vice President Biden, and others, mm-hmm. and you look at it, and really it was a disagreement as to who's a bigger threat, Russia or China. Mm-hmm. They thought because the Trump administration, and including the president and Michael Flynn, believed that China was a bigger threat to the country for the next decade or the next century, that somehow that made them agents of Russia because, you know, they believe Russia was a bigger threat. Russia can't even project power beyond about 30 miles past its own border.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest as to who the bigger threat is. I mean, they're an asymmetric threat, and they're disruptive, sort of fly in the ointment. But at the same time, I mean, the Chinese, I mean, I saw firsthand whether it's this coronavirus situation that originated in China, whether it's fentanyl deaths that we see tens of thousands of overdose deaths mm-hmm. from using this highly concentrated opioid, whether it's their intellectual property theft bill. I mean, I think, you know, there is no doubt in my mind if it's China versus Russia, who's the biggest threat to the United States and our preeminency and our greatness, it's the Chinese. There's no doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing it's interesting is that, keep in mind, it was Barack Obama who laughingly teased Mitt Romney, the GOP presidential nominee, saying that when Romney said, look it, we've got to keep an eye on Russia, he commented, he says, well, the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back, remember?
I do remember that. And, you know, the arrogance of President Obama and his team, whether it's Eric Holder, who I discuss in my book, or whether it's, Loretta Lynch or Jim Comey or Sally Yates, all of these characters that were especially at the Department of Justice or at the White House, I think missed a significant shift in the world. And, you know, they believe that they're globalists. They believe that they somehow are masters of the universe. But ultimately, they were just dead wrong as to what the real threat facing our country. And we're paying a price for their failed leadership. And, you know, I just think about all of these events that the Obama administration got wrong that is now that we are paying a price for. And, you know, and yet Joe Biden somehow, you know, wants to come back and restore us to that period of time, which is really, I don't think there's many Americans that really want to go back to the Obama administration of a sluggish economy, weak foreign policy, America, really in the decline. It almost felt like the Carter malaise that, you know, there were limitations on American greatness. And I think that's one of the, refreshing things that President Trump brought back. I think, you know, this is something I talk about in my new book, Above the Law, is that, you know, the president is tireless in his efforts to restore America to its greatness. And, you know, and one of the things about this coronavirus and its impact on our economy is, you know, he built the greatest economy in the history of our country and really the history of the world. And I think he can build it back again as we're now reopening.
Yeah, if you want to know what somebody was going to do, look at what they've done. And it is what I call the law of capacity. And he created new capacity, you know, for we the people, put them back to work again. You know, to your earlier point, Matt, I'm in the process of writing a commentary titled 8 Wasted Years that I know I'm going to get in trouble for. I'll tell you that up front. Because as I look back on the 8 years of the Obama administration, I don't have a positive takeaway. And I'm talking to other friends, I said, please, give me a positive takeaway from the 8 years of the Obama administration. And I look back on it and I go, wasted, just like you said, the apology tour, the misrepresentation of our country internationally. I mean, kind of amazing, you know, because people have asked me, so, well, was Barack Obama a Muslim? I said, I don't know if he was a Muslim. He says he's a Christian. I said, but he certainly is Muslim sensitive. There's no question about it. But that being said, you would think with all the things that he did, you know, for Muslims, that there would be a sword dance for him. But there wasn't a sword dance for him. A sword dance for Donald Trump. And you go, what am I missing here? The Muslims honor him when they come together, and there is, you know, which is an honorary thing. So that's quite telling. But that didn't happen for Barack Obama.
No, and I think you're absolutely right that, you know, there were 8 years of opportunities. And not only opportunities that were lost, and I'm sure you're going to describe in your piece, but I really believe that it set the table for many of the challenges we face today. I mean, you know, they pretty much ignored this, what I would describe as hollowing out of middle class. They ignored the crisis on the border. They ignored so many of these challenges that we're now paying a dramatic price for, and the rule of law, quite frankly, is paying a dramatic price for. And I outline many of those challenges that we face and a solution, you know, in this new book that's out Tuesday, called Above the Law. And I'm glad that you and I have reconnected to talk about.
We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Matt Whitaker after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Register values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Independent just the way you like to hear from us. Matt Whitaker continues with us, an American attorney, a politician who served as the acting United States Attorney General from November 7, 2018 to February the 14th, 2019. When Matt came on the scene, I knew it was going to be a breath of fresh air, that the focus was going to be on the rule of law. And, of course, he now has gifted us with the book Above the Law, which is now available, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. And I'd say that they more than tried. They were pretty effective. In fact, I want those 3.5 years back, Matt, and a lot of Americans, I'm talking Main Street Americans, the very people that you talked about who have been elevated under this administration. It was as if the heavy hand of the bureaucracy and the government, the deep state, and these globalists had really taken away America's jobs. They had blighted Main Street America. And, you know, Donald Trump comes on the scene and says, look, you're not forgotten. You know, and he made it just as President Obama made a statement that he was going to fundamentally transform. You could see the reverse engineering when Donald Trump came on and said, we are returning. We are turning the country back to the people where it belongs.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. And one of the, you know, concepts that I explore in this book is the idea of coastal elitism, where these people that grow up, you know, in California or New York or in Washington, D.C., in the Beltway, that they attend these prestigious schools. You know, they transit in and out of government from law firms and big corporations back and forth. And really, they have no concept as to how American entrepreneurs create wealth, how businesses thrive in Main Street America, places where you and I live and are from. And so, you know, I think it's very important that, you know, we have folks with reason, common sense, and that understanding of the real American economy, you know, manufacturing, Main Street businesses, you know, handshakes with, you know, and on deals done on handshakes and all those kind of things. That really have made America preeminent, and I think that's one of the frustrating things. I look back on those 8 years of the Obama administration, is the, you know, they did not believe in their heart that in American exceptionalism. And I think it's really one of the things that this 2020 election is going to be about, is whether America as an idea and as a constitutional republic can continue to be a beacon of freedom to the globe, or whether we're just one of 200 plus countries in the world that circle around the sun every 365 days.
Exactly. Why should we apologize for all the hard work and accomplishment? You know, as if, you know, that was just given to us, like there wasn't any blood, sweat, and tears, you know, poured into the American dream and our rich history. And sure, you know, we've made mistakes. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, it's called life, the journey of life. We've gone through it. But with each mistake, we've bounced back, Matt. I mean, look at our history. You know, whether, you know, you look at the, you know, from the American Revolution, you know, it wasn't like the Revolutionary War just was, you know, like, and I keep telling people, it wasn't like we had 1,000% and everybody involved, you know, with the colonies said, hey, yeah, we're in for this new American dream. I mean, there was disparate ideas then. It continued on through the Civil War and on through this rich history of America. But the thing is that this is where we're so grateful to our founding fathers, is we've always had the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence. That's been our North Star to bring us back. And that's what we've lost sight of. And I think this is where we find ourselves today, and where I believe your book, Above the Law, is going to be transformative in helping us regain and, you know, come in alignment with our North Star.
No, you're right. And one of the things that I included in this book, because I thought it was so important, and it really is the North Star, is a copy of the Constitution of the United States of America. And I know, you know, my friends at the Huffington Post who reviewed the book suggested that that was a waste of paper to print the Constitution. But I think it's the foundational and fundamental document. And, if I had more pages to include in the book, I would have included also the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, and other sort of, you know, just foundational pieces of parchment that ultimately guide everything we believe in. Because, you know, this is, you know, if you look at the 1.4 billion people in China that have no concept of individual liberty and how important that is to us, you just see how our ideas and our ideals are not necessarily the ideals of the world. And so that's where we have to have leaders. We have to have regular people, citizen servants, I like to call them,
yes,
that go here to, you know, both go to Washington, D.C., go to their state capitals, serve, but don't do it as a profession. Don't do it as a career. But
right,
do it because they know that it's a sacrifice that people sacrifice in their own unique ways, whether it's police officers and sheriff's deputies or soldiers that, you know, are deployed in foreign countries to advance our foreign policy agenda. But fundamentally, we need people, everyone, to participate in some way in the civics of this country and to understand why we do it. And the closer we can get to that ideal for every single individual in the United States and every single citizen, I think we're going to continue to restore and rejuvenate this republic. And if we don't, then we'll have these, what I describe as coastal elites,
exactly,
in this book, that are going to be the master of the universe and rule over us. And we'll look back and wonder how we lost the greatest gift that was ever given to us by God.
Exactly. And Matt, you referenced in the first segment these coastal elites and the vision that they had, and that it was much more, you know, much more than just, getting rid of Donald Trump. This is about power and control. This is central command. Their control. Lindsey Graham called them out, as you'll recall, in the Kavanaugh hearings about their lust for power and control. And he just says, I hope to God you don't get it. But doggone it, they were pretty close.
Yeah, they were. And there is no doubt that their attempts to undo the election of 2016 came very close. I mean, it was, 2 years of the Mueller investigation, which I, for a period of time, after General Sessions resigned and I became acting attorney general, I managed that. I talk about this in my book, just how that was an attempt to undo the election, how it was the investigation and the ongoing investigation really was never about any evidence of Russian collusion, because there wasn't any. No one ever found anything. And all along the way, actually, there's evidence that there was never any evidence. Ultimately, it became what I describe as a obstruction of justice trap for the president, for me, after I became acting attorney general, for others, that just waiting, Mueller and his team were just waiting for someone to do something that they could claim was an obstruction of justice and get this president impeached and removed. And, again, once they couldn't do that, then you see they went right to the Ukraine thing, and they're still arguing in the Supreme Court trying to get the Mueller grand jury materials as of just yesterday.
Exactly, which is absolutely unheard of. I mean, we know the game. They're going to continue on with it. I mean, just in the Mueller investigation alone, what we paid to the Bob Mueller team, what was expended in Congress, in the Senate, and in the House of Representatives, you're probably talking about $70-80 million in total, for this hoax and this witch hunt that they went upon. I mean, how do you face the people and knowing that you wasted their money? But, like you said, they have no conscience. Their conscience has been seared for the sake of their lust for power.
I think you're right, and it's power for power's sake. And, again, one of the themes, Bill, of my book Above the Law is that we can never let this happen to another American president, another American citizen. And we need to always guard against these types of things. And people of good, faith and goodwill need to guard against and defend, these important principles of rule of law, which descends into proper predication of investigations and not using the government, sort of against political opponents.
Well, Matt, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to the continued conversation on this, because the next question that begs an answer is, how do we do that? How do we make sure this doesn't happen again? Matt, the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and of course it is available at all the usual places, right?
It is. You can get it at not only Amazon, but Barnes & Noble, Target, Sam's Club, Books A Million, and you can get a signed copy of
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks are surging on Wall Street in morning trading so far. The New York Stock Exchange allowing a small group of traders back on the trading floor today after months of keeping them away because of the coronavirus pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ringing the opening bell this morning. And the president of the exchange, Stacey Cunningham, says,
"The New York Stock Exchange facade is the face of capitalism, and we can set an example."
The economic slowdown so far not impacting home prices. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index just out finds prices increased nearly 4.5% in March. Things heat up across the Southwest this week, temperature-wise, threatening to break daily heat records from Sacramento to Phoenix. Heat advisories already in effect. That heat will start shifting towards the east come Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got Jonathan Jakubowski with us, the author of the book Bellwether Blues, A Conservative Awakening of the Millennial Soul. But before we bring John on, I do want to give you just a little bit of his brilliant background. He's the author of the book, of course, Conservative Awakening of the Millennial Soul, also director of SmartSolve, an award-winning startup business focused on sustainable packaging. Boy, do we need that right now in light of COVID-19 and the new chapters that are about to be written forthcoming. He is the founder of Champions in Action and the chairman of the Forge Leadership Network Board of Directors, the executive committee chairman of the Wood County Republican Party, and sits on the Wood County Board of Elections. John, as best I can tell, you need more work to do. You're just not busy enough.
Yeah, Bill, and you didn't mention I have four kids. They're all under the age of nine, and that's my most important responsibility.
Exactly, number one, and especially right now, in case any of the parents may have forgotten that matter, that is one of the reminders of this COVID-19 experience is, oh, yes, we have kids, and oh, no, I am the teacher now.
Yeah, it's actually been something we've embraced and enjoyed. Certainly has its challenges, but it's been a blessing.
Well, you know, and it's going to be interesting talking about this paradigm shift that's taking place as a result of this pandemic.
And one of them could be public education. You know, a lot of I'm hearing from a lot of parents who said, "Oh my gosh, I never thought I could homeschool. I thought it was just too overwhelming." But actually, we're doing okay. And only half the kids are getting on time out, and the teacher hasn't been totally revolted again. So I guess we're hanging in there.
So. Yeah, that's an interesting takeaway, but potentially true. It's definitely been inspiring to be more engaged in our children's education on a day-to-day basis. And for me, since day-to-day I'm out of the office usually, now I get to have my kids involved in my calls and in good ways and bad. I have to tell my two-year-old, hey, put some clothes on before you come in front of the screen, but it's been a real joy for us.
Exactly. That's it. You know, and we love that innocence, and hopefully people aren't turned off by it, whether it's a dog barking or a child running around. I have a grandson that he's free. He lives free. And so whenever, you know, he pops up on the screen, you just you're never surprised, you know. So you go, OK, but it's all good fun. And we love the innocence of our children. And it reminds us of the days gone by and that, they can be a fading memory and sometimes bring some sadness to it all, because we just so appreciate the innocence of the young kids that teach us and continue to teach us so much. John, and you know, I want to talk particularly before we get into Bellwether Blues about your award-winning startup business, which is focused on sustainable packaging. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, if there was ever a test of time, it is now, because probably, you know, I don't know what the percentages are. I mean, you could probably make a stab at as much as I could right now in terms of how many businesses may be able to be sustained as a result of this virus.
Yeah, we've definitely experienced some serious economic hardship nationwide and throughout the world. But one of the things that encourages me, Bill, is that we as a nation were fundamentally strong before we went into this forced economic recession, whereas in 2008 we were not. There were a lot of indicators that were debilitated. So I think for businesses and business leaders and those that are engaging industry, the real hope is that as we engage opening the economy, getting people back to work, getting them back to using the gifts and skill sets that they have, I think we can get this economy back to where it was beforehand.
Yeah, I'm like you. I think the same thing, and I think that there's going to be new opportunity because, like we just mentioned education. You know, parents realizing, hey, you know, I can do this thing. I can homeschool. And so what kind of impact is that going to have on the educational system as we have known it? And, of course, there's been this push for, decades now for homeschooling. But now that we're thrown in to the deep waters and realized, you know, hey, I can float. I can make this happen. Maybe that's a serious consideration, especially in light of, you know, the questions that are being asked about the effectiveness of the school system. But, you know, these are the opportunities that lie before us, and I would say that be prepared and be flexible, because you just never know what God has planned for you, right?
Well, that's right. Well, in the middle of every crisis, there are tremendous opportunities, and if we can find those opportunities and leverage them, I think we can be better for it. As you may have heard, you can't have a testimony without a test.
Exactly. And people are getting tested, quite severely these days, and you feel for what they're going through, in terms of, waiting on payment, unemployment checks, this whole process, this government has gotten to be so massive, and we're just trying to do incredible things and realizing that we may have the wrong tool for the job here. But hey, this is all part of the process. It's a learning experience to find out what we can do. But you said something earlier that I think is really important to revisit here, and that is the strength of our economy going into this, much different than what we experienced in 08. And the difference was, for all intents and purposes, and people knew this, that our economy was being buttressed by a bit of a house of cards. And it was easy for it to tumble. And when it did, it exposed a lot of people. But I'm not sure, because You know what happens, John, is that people are so confident in the American economy that we'll always bounce back. That no matter what adversity we deal with, by the grace of God, we keep bouncing back. But and because we look so past the pain that we've gone through, I think we minimize the potential lessons that we could derive from the experience, the test, as you say, right?
Very well said. Yeah, very well said. I think that there's a lot that we can learn from. There's a lot of ways to improve. And to your point, there's a pandemic here that's even greater than the first pandemic, and that's isolation, loneliness, depression, economic hardship. And we as Americans usually come together when it's most difficult, most challenging. Throughout the course of our history. That's usually what unites us and binds us. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that as we face these hardships together as a nation, that we fall to our knees in prayer and we reach out to those that surround us.
Exactly. And this is something that came out clear for me over the weekend in my devotion time, John, to this point, and then also having an opportunity to speak with some former Navy SEALs. And the caveat, the fraternal significance of what they hold in the field of battle, and that is that they will not leave anyone behind. And I believe that we need to embrace that concept. To your point, what you're suggesting here is that, hey, just because you got through, that's not good enough. I mean, we got to think about our neighbors, our family members, everybody else. How do we bring the entire parade along with us on the other side?
Oh, that is the truth. And I think we have a great opportunity in the midst of this crisis to see things we didn't see before. When we're experiencing economic wealth and gains and setting records, it becomes very easy to be so focused on the path ahead of you and thriving through that process that we might forget those that surround us. And if anything, this crisis has slowed us down, forced us to look internally. There's a scripture passage that motivates my life, Bill. It is, what profits it a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul?
Exactly.
This has been a soul inspection period, a time to look deeper on the inside and help those that surround me who might be hurting and focusing on the things that matter most. And if we miss that lesson, I think we'll have missed a tremendous opportunity to take this nation and what's best about it forward.
Yeah, John, I wrote a column here recently about moments and choices. And this is a moment, and I believe a grand moment for people of faith, for our country, that comes along that choices are so key. Just like our parents before us, who became the world's greatest generation of the time as a result of World War II, I believe in this battle, in this war that we're engaging with an unseen enemy, that we are here at a moment to make a grand choice that can be passed on to the next generation in such a way that hopefully they may say, gosh, you know, Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, I'm so grateful that at that moment you made the right choice. And as you had just leaned into just a moment ago on the spiritual angle, the spiritual significance of what's going on, I believe this is a grand moment and choice for people of faith to really let their light shine forth and be a beacon to others that need the comfort and need, you know, the redemption of Christ.
So well said. We need to read that column. I need to get that article. That's a very powerful article, Bill. I know as Americans and America largely, when you look through its history, we've been strongest when we're focused on principles.
Mm.
Not politicians, not parties per se, and believe me, I'm a part of the Republican Party, the party of Lincoln. I stand for that. I represent that. But we are at our best when we focus on enduring principles, and namely faith, family, and freedom. That's when America's been at its best.
Amen. Jonathan Jabakowski is with us in his book, Bellwether Blues, and we're going to talk more after this. Stay with us.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system,
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here in our conversation with the author of Bellwether Blues, A Conservative Awakening of the Millennial Soul. Jonathan Jabakowski continues. John, Bellwether Blues, why did you have to write this book?
So it came as a result of seeing the environment that surrounded me in 2018. I was wanting to write a book and didn't know what book to write. And it was kind of a New Year's resolution. And then I received a phone call from New York. Since I'm the chairman of the Republican Party in Wood County, I'll get calls often from media sources, and this was an interesting call. They said, "Did you know, Mr. Jakubowski, that in Wood County you are one of 59 counties of 3,142 that are considered to be swing?" And I said, "No, I didn't know that. Explain to me more. And I knew we'd always get press and media that would come in every presidential, but I didn't realize it was this significant. So there's only 59 in the nation, 59 counties that have voted for Bush, Obama, Trump in subsequent elections. And Wood County was one of those counties, and it's in the state of Ohio, a swing county, a swing state. As Ohio goes, so goes the nation. And then in Wood County, a swing county in that swing state, we were one of three in the entire state to have that designation, and we happened to be the youngest. So when I heard that, I knew that there was something special there. And that's what got the book started.
Mm. Well, and of course, we've been hearing more and more about what's coming out of our college campuses. And you've got anywhere 40-50%, depending on what model and polling you want to look at, of these kids. For all the money that they've invested in their education, we're finding they've been more indoctrinated, and suddenly, they're chanting for socialism.
Yeah. As I looked deeper into the data of Wood County being a younger county, relatively speaking, I wanted to understand what made it swing. What were the things that caused it to move? So I looked, took the magnifying glass out and looked at the entire nation and looked at the demographics of the millennial generation. And I think most conservatives have given up, all but given up on that generation because we assume it to be, a part and parcel of the left. But what I found, Bill, is pretty interesting. Actually, more and more millennials are leaving the left. And it's really because the left has left them. The left has abandoned the tenets of classical liberalism. There used to be Blue Dog Democrats. They are no more. It doesn't fit the party platform. There's no room for faith or a space like that. There's a lot of millennials who really believe in freedom. And as a result of the abandonment of that, they're kind of in the middle. And this is where the title comes from. And it came from my dear brother-in-law, who's a Democrat. And he said, I think what you're talking about, John, is these guys have the blues. Like they're dejected, they're depressed, they're sad, they're frustrated. They're not going to embrace the right necessarily. They've abandoned the left. They have the bellwether blues. Mm-hmm. So that is how the title came. And I, through the process of meeting more millennials in Wood County, I started to hear more and more stories of individuals that exactly followed that pattern. They left the left and didn't know who to vote for. But eventually, over the course of time, through the investment of mentors, through deep relational currency, through different stories that led to principles, these seven millennials then decided to vote for Trump in 16 after having voted for Obama in 08 or 12.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing that I find interesting, for anybody who's ever gone to CPAC, when you go there, you see a parade of young millennials with a conservative perspective, and it does give you, you know, some hope in thinking that, okay, you know, because if you go by the headlines of the mainstream media and what they publish, you would think that, you know, all the millennials are going hard left and through socialism. But when you see them represented at CPAC and you go, wow, and then you hear them articulate their position in much the same way as you're articulating now, is they're realizing the other thing, too, I would say, not only that the left has left them, but also I think from a political significance. They're not necessarily, you know, power hungry. You know, they don't want to do something just for power. They want to do something to effect change that is constructive. And the Democratic Party right now seems to be, their North Star seems to be all about power.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Winston Churchill had this famous quote attributed to him that says that if you're not liberal at the age of 25, you have no heart. If you're not conservative by the age of 35, you have no brain. So he understood to a deep extent that as individuals grow, they start to have families, they start to have relationships, they start to view the world differently, they start to look at it through the lens of somebody else. And the millennial generation has kind of delayed adulting. They're marrying later, they're getting jobs later, and we're kind of categorizing the millennials all as one. And what I found through deeper research with the Center for Generational Kinetics is millennials aren't all the same. There's actually a pretty significant split amongst millennials because I was asking the question, I'm a millennial and I have a lot of friends that don't fit the stereotypical millennial who stays in his parents' basement till 40, goes out in the parades and is a true leftist champion. I knew a lot of millennials that were the opposite of that. And as the center pointed out, they started to show, well, there's a lot of millennials who are growing and are starting to understand that they need to make sacrifices for their children. And they're starting to embrace different principles for life. And the issue that we have right now is they're in this middle ground, the bellwether blues. And what I found through these seven stories of these seven millennials in the book is that there were individuals who understood with a deep conviction why they believed what they believed and began to mentor and share with them and develop a currency of trust. And over time, as those relationships grew, the narrative that the mainstream media, Google, Facebook, social media all want to pose started to fall flat in its face to the truths that were embodied by these individuals that invested in their lives.
You know, I'm glad that you've captured this concept of currency of trust, because this is what's coming out right now with all the fake news and the lies, the abandonment and desire for truth these days. You know, I want to be right at any cost. I mean, let's change the verbiage and the definition of words to fit our own agendas. But at the end of the day, you still have to reconcile it with the truth. The truth cannot be denied. And I think that for several decades now, we have played around with this concept of truth. And almost like, Pontius Pilate right before Jesus, when Jesus says, hey, look, let's talk the truth. And he goes, the truth, what is that? You know, what does that mean? Who cares? And I think it was a sad moment. You know, again, we talk about these moments, right? These moments and choices that you make. And for Pontius Pilate at that time, there he is. He's right. The very question he has in his very soul and spirit is about truth. And he just tosses it aside. And my hope and prayer is that for
our generation, where we are right now, that we re-engage and renew ourselves with, you know, with the truth. There is truth. It's not relative. There is a solid truth. And there's only one truth. And what other people would want you to believe, aside from that, all I can tell you is they're lying to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm really, you know, this book's not targeting the radio show, the politicians out there who has mass media communication. It's really targeting Mr. or Mrs. Conservative who's sitting on their couch at home wondering, what can I do to influence my neighbor, my grandson, my niece? What is it that I need to do to most impact them and affect them? And what I found is, as conservatives, we've adopted some of the brilliance of the technological savvy that the left has had in the 2008 and 2012 elections. But in the process, I'm afraid we've also adopted some of the habits that they represent, which are going on social media and blasting somebody, name doxing, calling, et cetera. Right. And we're going about it trying to influence a generation of people who already see that every day. They're already used to these social media battles. The thing that they are most desperate for is authentic relationship. So I'm calling those conservatives to go underground. I believe that the truth can be found in the Underground Railroad from deceit to life. And there's stories of these individuals through the process of, you know, the relationship happens out of the spotlight. These deep relationships happening in places where they're open to hearing what you have to say and trusting what you stand for. And you listening to them through that process, these people experience a radical change and transformation. And I believe that if conservatives embrace those principles and embrace that approach, we're going to see an awakening of the millennial soul.
Well, John, I found that you don't have to apologize for the truth. And again, you know, from Scripture, you know, we're reminded in the book of Ephesians, having done all to stand, you keep standing, you know, and the battle will be engaged. And one of the things that we're looking at right now on the horizon, you talk about conflict and all this doxing and, you know, culture canceling and stuff like that. And we're starting to see it. And we're starting to see a president and former president engage in battle in such a way that could be quite injurious to the body politic and to the psychology of Americans at large. And I'm concerned about that because it is really, I mean, are you ready to rumble? I mean, it's starting to come out. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, this strategy is not a call to refrain or retreat. Opposite. It's to engage, and it's to recognize that there are forces out there that are nefarious and that are seeking to capture the minds and hearts of a generation who is in this place of trying to decide, trying to figure out. They're depressed, they're sad, they're tired, they're skeptical, they're sick of politics as usual. And the more that they can understand the truth and the forces behind these events that are occurring, and the more we can persuade them on to why our convictions have the best, greatest hope for a nation that can endure with the promises that were made in the covenant of the Declaration of Independence, the inalienable truth. I think that's when this generation can be won over, and we can see truth reign and continue to advance in this nation.
Can we make politics great again?
Oh, great question. I think, you know, that's a hard question to answer. You look back at the 1850s, and I think we're in a position, we're almost in a cold civil war. Like the amount of rhetoric that has risen to the level of potential engagement of physical warfare, which became a hot civil war, as we know. I'm afraid we're back at that position. And I think when politics has been at its best, it's when we've been able to have dialogue. We've been able to use words rather than weapons in order to advance ideals. And I think we have to find a way through let me put it this way. Chuck Colson once said, politics flows downstream of culture. Mm-hmm. In the book, I talk about culture flowing downstream of faith, family, and freedom. I think when we can restore those things that are further upstream, I think we can fix the political state that we're facing today.
Well, certainly improve it. I mean, right now, I think most would agree that we're fighting a fight that is not necessarily winnable. You know, and there's better objectives that we can have that would truly be win-win for all concerned. Jonathan, I look forward to having you back on the show because this warrants further discussion, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, it would be an honor, Bill. I'm so thankful to be on the program and appreciate all that you do.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people
people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Frustrated?